This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin will speak in a video call on Tuesday, the White House and Kremlin said, as tensions between the United States and Russia escalate over a Russian troop buildup on the Ukrainian border that's seen as a sign of a potential invasion. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Saturday that Biden would press U.S. concerns about Russian military activities on the border and reaffirm the United States' support for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine. Putin will come to the call with concerns of his own and intends to express Russia's opposition to any move to admit Ukraine into NATO. More than 94,000 Russian troops are believed to be massed near Ukraine's borders. President Biden said Friday he and his advisors are preparing a comprehensive set of initiatives aimed at deterring Putin from an invasion. A judge has imposed a combined $1 million bond for the parents of a Michigan teenager charged with killing four students at his high school. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
Before bond was set, Judge Julie Nicholson first asked Jennifer Crumbly about the four involuntary manslaughter counts against her.
How are you pleading to count one?
Not guilty.
How are you pleading to count two?
Not guilty.
How are you pleading to count three?
Not guilty.
How are you pleading to count four?
Not guilty.
Jennifer's husband, James, also pled not guilty. Jennifer Crumbly sobbed and struggled to respond to the judge's questions at times, and James Crumbly shook his head when a prosecutor said their son had full access to the gun used in the killings. I'm Shelley Adler.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. An Iranian air defense test on Saturday in the Natanz region of central Iran caused an explosion heard as far as 20 kilometers away from the country's main nuclear complex. According to an army spokesman, one of the region's missile systems was tested to assess readiness on the ground, and there was nothing to fear. The explosion was heard in the sky over the town of Badrud, 20 kilometers from the nuclear power plant. The Iranian military test comes as talks to save the 2015 Iran nuclear deal resumed in Vienna last Monday. Negotiations are taking place between Iran and the major powers still party to the agreement, Germany, France, Britain, Russia, and China, after former President Donald Trump withdrew the United States from the pact in 2018. Britain's government has tightened travel restrictions on Saturday amid concerns about the spread of the Omicron coronavirus variant, saying that all travelers arriving in England would need to take a COVID-19 test before they boarded their flights. Health Secretary Sajid Javid said the new rules would apply from 4 a.m. London time on Tuesday.
We've also decided to require pre-departure tests. That's for all inward travelers. That will be effective from 4 a.m. on Tuesday, and they will be required a maximum of 48 hours before the departure time.
Javid also added Nigeria to Britain's travel red list, which means that arrivals from there will be banned except for British and Irish residents, and those travelers must isolate in designated quarantine facilities. With more than 145,000 COVID-19 deaths in the pandemic, Britain has the second highest virus death toll in Europe after Russia. Outgoing German Chancellor Angela Merkel has made a final appeal for people to get vaccinated as coronavirus cases soar, AP's Naomi Shannon reports.
In what is expected to be her last weekly video message before leaving office next week, Merkel encourages those unvaccinated to get their shots as the country's infection rates are rising and emphasizes that every vaccination helps. This comes 2 days after federal and state leaders decided on a series of measures meant to break this recent surge. The number of fully vaccinated Germans is just short of the government's aim of a minimum 75% vaccination rate and has been blamed as a key factor for the rising numbers. I'm Naomi Shannon.
Election officials in the West African nation of Gambia have started counting votes after polls closed for the first presidential election in decades that does not include former dictator Yahya Jammeh as a candidate. Visit VOAnews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.